there's new research out this week which could explain at least part of the current rise in obesity. Apparently, it's all down to the movies we watch at the cinema or on the TV. It turns out action movies might be making you fat. Anna Tal from Cornell University in America logged how much food a group of volunteer students ate while watching either an action-packed movie or a more sedate TV talk show. The results showed it was the adrenaline-fueled film that had them reaching for the snacks far more often, as he explained to Chris.
Being distracted by watching TV can lead people to eat more, and what we wanted to find out is if different TV content can lead people to eat more or less, depending specifically on how dynamic the content was or how engaged they are with the content.
So literally TV consumption can affect food consumption?
Yeah.
In what way?
Basically, your attention is limited. So the more you're paying attention to what you're watching on TV, the less you're paying attention to what you're eating. So if you're watching something that's very absorbing, you can just go on eating without realizing it.
So how did you do the study?
We randomly divided participants into three groups, and each group watched 20 minutes of programming. One group was given a segment of the action movie The Island. Another group was given a segment of the talk show The Charlie Rose Show, which is a fairly laid-back, relaxed conversation type of talk show. And the third group was given the same segment from The Island, but without sound. And each person watching the shows was given an amount of snacks that they had in front of them and they could eat while they're watching the shows. And when they were done watching the shows, we measured how much they'd eaten.
What came out of it? What did you find?
People who were watching the action movie ate more snacks than people who were watching the talk show. Even people who watched the action movie without sound still ate considerably more than people watching the talk show. So they ate 46% more calories, even watching the action movie without sound. And with sound, they ate 65% more calories.
Ah, but how many calories did they burn because it was exciting?
I don't think it works that way. I wish you could just watch like exciting TV or sports TV and that would be your exercise.
Was it genuinely that there's something about the content or the way that the programming works that makes people compulsively eat?
I think so. So we're still doing some follow-up investigations to get a more precise idea of what the process is, but you can to some extent have divided attention or shift your attention. But if you're completely absorbed in something, then it'll be much more difficult to pay attention to something else. So if you're watching TV, you're not watching what you eat.
And does this in some way subvert your brain's circuitry, which logs how many calories are going in and tells you to stop eating?
I would say more than that, it's you're paying attention to how you're feeling. So kind of getting that feeling that, you know, I've had so much chips, I already kind of feel like throwing up, so maybe I should stop. If you're not paying attention to how you're feeling, you can just continue eating on automatic.
Is there a relationship between sex? I don't mean as in the physical act of sex, I mean gender and this effect. Do you see that men or women are more susceptible?
Yeah, so I mean there's the probably a relation between the physical act of sex and food as well, but
the reason I ask this is because obviously we know that men find certain types of action movie more compelling than women. If I turn on a thriller, my wife will often fall asleep, whereas I'll still be watching it at midnight. So is there a susceptibility, a sex susceptibility in this effect, do you think?
We do think so, and that's one of the initial pieces of evidence we got from this study that gives us a hint about what's going on, because there was a bit higher consumption for males watching the action film than for females. So it had more of an effect of them, and that might be because it engaged their attention more.
So what would your recommendations be to people who are traipsing off to the cinema or to their home cinema armed with a box of popcorn?
Leave the box of popcorn at home. Now, I think it's partly about controlling how you'll act when you're unconscious. So just assume you're going to go into a movie coma if you're going into something that you're going to be swallowed up in. And either get a healthy snack. That way you'll be eating baby carrots versus chips or chicken wings. Or just restrict the quantity you have. So just have a predetermined amount. And then you know that's what you're going to eat because that's what you have. Even you can have a situation where you have more if you want to, but you'll need to actually go through the effort of getting up, walking all the way to the kitchen, which will also burn a lot of calories, and getting more. And setting things up that way versus just having a huge amount in front of you is going to prevent some of this mindless eating trap.
So basically make the fridge really hard to open. So you at least burn some calories retrieving the supplementary snacks.
Yeah, you'll do aerobic activity walking to the fridge, and then you'll do build your muscles opening it. Yeah, that's a great idea.
Anna Tal with some tips to prevent you piling on the pounds.